Okay, now continuing my journey of celebrities who were very fond and admired cockatoos. Of course, I am honored to mention and talk about the legendary Elizabeth Taylor. Now, there is a photograph of her as a young lady in black and white, and she is holding a cockatiel, and you know, it looks very, very sweet. I mean, was always a beautiful person, and Elizabeth Taylor is, like I said, she is legendary. I mean, you know, she passed, but she's legendary. Like, especially people of my generation, we all knew who Elizabeth Taylor was. I mean, she was gorgeous. Even Michael Jackson was obsessed with her. You know, people would just, as I can recall, even Jeff Goldblum was dating her when she was a much, much older woman. So there was a obsession with Elizabeth Taylor. And like I mentioned before with Deborah Padgett, Elizabeth Taylor was one of those beauties where she had very like dark features, the hair, the look. So she also played, you know, a lot of different nationalities, you know, cultural figures. If I can recall, she played Cleopatra. So, you know, that's I'm gonna leave that alone. That could be kind of controversial. Anyway. But she, Elizabeth Taylor, was known for being an animal lover. Like I said, she is photographed as a, you know, very young lady with a cockatiel. And then later in life, you can see her actually in a pool, you know, as a very, like a photo shoot type look. But, and she had a yellow nape Amazon parrot named Max. I mean, that was her actual pet. So Elizabeth Taylor, and you know, I've seen her with little dogs. You know, she was rich. I mean, she can have, when you're rich like that, you can have a bunch of pets. But yes, Elizabeth Taylor was a bird lover, and I think that we all know that bird lovers are a special breed of people, because a lot of people aren't bird lovers. A lot of people aren't into having birds as pets. There's a lot of people who have a phobia of birds. I don't know if it was Alfred Hitchcock, you know, the birds that may have spawned that fear of birds, but a lot of people have a fear of birds. But yes, you know, Elizabeth Taylor, a national treasure. Like I said, you look at the picture, it's in black and white. Very, very cute. Very, very cute. It is, like I said, I take it back. Not black and white. It's in color. Whoa. It's in color. I'm sorry. It's in color. A lovely picture. It shows her, the cockatiel is resting on her wrist. You know, she's just staring at it very lovingly. Interesting enough, looking at this particular bird, it definitely looks like a female cockatiel, because you don't see a lot of coloring on the head, so it looks like a female, common female. But I don't know if the coloring is bad, you know, photograph wise, but I don't see hardly any yellow on the actual bird's head itself. So, interesting. So, yeah, very, very cute pic. Very, very cute pic. Like I said, and of course, you can tell that this bird also had to be hand raised, because it's very calm looking in the pic. You know, the wings aren't clipped. It looks like she's even, if I'm not mistaken, looks like she's even outside. So, I don't see the full. I'm not sure if she's in some type of a aviary. I'm quite sure she's not, but yeah, very interesting. It looks like she's outside. Looks like it's some it's like maybe like a tree or something behind her. It's really hard to see the background part. The main focus is on her holding the actual bird. So it looks like some type of a bush because you can see sort of a red flower coming off of it because it's in the it's right behind the bird's crest, the red flower. But yeah, I like this picture. This picture is very classic. And Elizabeth Taylor, even though she's so young, she still has that look, that trademark look. The eyes and. It's a little tell, So on that note, I'm going to make this one short. There's nothing else to really talk about with this with this photograph. But yes, beyond the photograph, we all know that Elizabeth Taylor was definitely a bird lover and lover of other animals, and she I'm quite sure that this particular cockatiel that she is in the picture of was cared for and treasured, and much respect for people who are like that. So, that's it. So, I'm going to wrap this up and put a fork in it. It is done. So, thank you once again for supporting me and listening to this podcast because without you, there won't be a me. Well, I'm lying. There's gonna always be a me, but you know what I mean. It wouldn't be a Urban Cockatiel podcast. So, thank you once again, and keep supporting the flock. And see you soon. Take care. Bye.